Every year, public health officials encourage us to get the annual flu shot. But there are some people who are unable to get that shot for a variety of reasons, and that leaves them particularly vulnerable. The good news is that the people around them can actually help protect them, not just by washing their hands and covering their mouths when they cough and sneeze, but actually by getting the flu shot themselves. Tom Haupt is the Influenza Surveillance Coordinator for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Division of Public Health. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks, Rob. I appreciate the opportunity to be on your show again.
Well, start us off, Tom, with a look at this year's flu season. How's it looking so far?
Well, we're actually seeing a little bit more activity for this time of year than we have in the previous 5 years. We've had, as of last week, 41 hospitalizations. I know that's going to go up to over 50. Our numbers are updated on Fridays. But that's much higher than what we've been seeing over the past 5 to 6 influenza seasons. So there's an indication that might be an earlier influenza season, perhaps peaking earlier. But again, influenza does what it wants to do. You just never know. It could phase down a little bit and actually pick up later on in the season. We just don't know. But we are definitely seeing activity higher than what we normally would see.
And is that an indication of the spread of the flu or the severity of the flu? Just maybe the same number of people are getting it, but it's harsher, more people are going to the hospital for it.
Right. I mean, it probably is. What we're seeing is the same virus that was circulating last year, and that's called the influenza AH3 virus, which predominantly hits the older population. And that's what we're seeing so far this year, during this year's season. And that was the predominant strain in the southern hemisphere. They had their influenza season, obviously, in our summer, and they had one of the more severe influenza seasons that they've ever had. So it's the fact that it's a very severe virus that we're dealing with. In fact, it's a little early. Some people choose to get their influenza vaccinations later, thinking that it's going to wane on them, which is definitely not true, which is one of the myths that we try to correct for people. But it's a combination, actually, of everything that's going on.
Before we dig into the vaccines, Tom, let's just talk a little bit about what influenza, what the flu is, because I think a lot of times people hear flu and think stomach flu, which is actually a colloquial phrase. It's not the flu at all, right?
That's correct. Influenza, flu, or short for influenza, which is a respiratory disease. It's characterized in many people by high fevers, body aches. The severity and the length of their acute illness is probably no more than 3 to 4 days, but they can really knock you flat for up to 2 weeks after with fatigue. I had flu back in 2009 during the pandemic. That's the first time I've had it in probably 30 years, and I can remember for 2 weeks it was hard for me to even get out of bed. It was that severe. But it really should not be associated at all with any of the diarrheal illnesses, which are also going around at this time of year as well.
You mentioned the hospitalization rate so far. What do we know about vaccination rates for influenza this year so far?
Vaccination rates were slightly ahead of last year. We actually have 19% of our people who are eligible to be vaccinated who have actually received the vaccine this year. That compares with 18% of last compared to this time last year. So we're actually seeing a little bit more of a vaccination rate, but we really want to do better. And again, our whole campaign this year and every year is to vaccinate not only for yourselves, but vaccinate for those people around you and try to protect them.
Right, Tom, you used the phrase eligible for vaccine. Who is not? Who can't get the flu vaccine?
The people who can't get the vaccine are very small numbers. These are usually children. These are children who are less than 6 months old. People who are known to be have allergic to the influenza vaccine or to eggs, because again, the vaccine is made from eggs, or people who have come down with what they call Guillain-Barré syndrome. They really don't want those people to be vaccinated, but that is a very small number. So the vast majority of people still are very eligible to get the influenza vaccine, and it's encouraged every year.
And you mentioned those kids 6 months and under. I imagine that A, they can't get the vaccine, and B, a flu is going to be particularly bad for them. Is that right?
That's correct. And unfortunately, we have children pass away from the flu every year. And that's why we depend on the parents and the family members, anybody who's going to have contact with a small child, to be vaccinated to help protect that child. The mother should be vaccinated while she's pregnant, and it's a very safe vaccine. And she also will spread some of her antibodies to the unborn child. And then when the child is born, it will have a little bit of protection, but not a lot.
Talking to Tom Haupt, influenza surveillance coordinator for the Wisconsin Department of Health Services Division of Public Health, looking at influenza, flu season, and the flu vaccine. And Tom, you mentioned the safety of the flu vaccine. And this is, you know, we're in a day and age where people are worried about vaccines and potential health risks. What do you say to people who are feeling uneasy?
The influenza vaccine has proven to be very effective and also to be very safe. It's an inactivated vaccine, meaning there's no live virus in it. People do not have to worry about coming down with influenza after they've been vaccinated. It's a very safe vaccine, and it is the best way to protect people from actually coming down with the illness.
And let's talk about that idea of getting the vaccine for yourself to protect those who can't get it. How much of a difference does it make to the spread of influenza if more people are getting the vaccine?
It makes a big difference, especially when we're dealing with the older populations, too. For people who are very susceptible, young children, people with immune problems, and the elderly, are even though they can get vaccinated, they do not get the protection that a normal, healthy adult would get. So by getting more people vaccinated, and trying to keep it, it does stop the spread of influenza, and that's very evident as when you get into long-term care facilities, for example, to make sure that everybody, all the staff, all the visitors are vaccinated, because they're dealing with such a very severe population that could have severe complications from influenza.
Tom, can you talk about the process of picking which flu strains to vaccinate against? How do we try to match up and predict what we need in that vaccine?
Right. It's very extensive that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention works with all the public health laboratories, including the Wisconsin State Laboratory of Hygiene, to get a representative sample of influenza A's and influenza B's sent to their lab, and what they do is they characterize what it looks like. That's part of the process, but they also look at what's been happening in the southern hemisphere during this past year. Have there any changes been made? And to be honest with you, it's a very educated guess, and the majority of time it works out very good as far as vaccine efficacy. About 2 years ago, we had a vaccine that did not match, and we had one of the worst years influenza seasons ever that I can think of, including the pandemic, where we had close to 5,000 residents of Wisconsin hospitalized. But it is an extensive process. They do, again, work with different laboratories. They have a convention that they usually in February, where they make that decision. And once they make that decision, it gets into the processing, which takes about 6 months to manufacture.
Sometimes we hear a statistic like the vaccine for a certain year was X percent effective, 42%, 80%, whatever. Mm-hmm. What does that mean when we see that number?
They have different ways of looking at vaccine efficacy. The majority of the vaccine efficacy that you hear in the news is the vaccine efficacy against medically attended influenza, meaning someone could come down with it. It's not 100%, we know that. But if it's keeping people that well enough where they do not have to seek any medical attention, that's the vaccine efficacy. So it's not necessarily do you get sick or not. It's more of how severe you are, how sick you do get, and do you need medical attention.
Right. We hear sometimes people saying, hey, I got the flu vaccine, and I got the flu anyway. I assume I know the answer to this, but does that mean they wasted their effort getting that flu vaccine?
No, they don't. And the chances are when they got it, it was a much less severe case of influenza. The main purpose of the vaccine is not only to prevent flu, but it's also to prevent the complications of flu, keeping people out of the hospital, stopping pneumonia. So a mild case is still a vaccine win, in my opinion. But again, it's hard to describe this to people because they feel that once they get the vaccine, it's 100% effective, they won't get it. That's just not the case. And it's really not the case with many vaccines.
I've been seeing vaccinations available here, signs, for quite a while now, I feel like, Tom. And you said 18% right now. That seems kind of low.
Yes. It is rather low. You'd like to see that get quite a bit higher by the end of the season. Last year, at the end of the season, we had just over 35% of the population that was eligible vaccinated. But again, the message to get across, and I hope your listeners can take heed to this, is that get vaccinated as soon as possible. The influenza vaccine will offer protection after 2 weeks. It will last throughout the season. It's not too early to get the vaccine.
And Tom, that that is, you mentioned that earlier too, and that is something I've thought before, oh, I shouldn't get it at the end of September or whatever, because I want it still to be active, whatever, into March. I shouldn't worry on, along those lines.
Absolutely not. Get it as soon as possible. It will last throughout the season. It'll last through March and April. We are really trying to push this with the older populations, with the long-term care facilities as well, to that now is the time. Once the vaccine becomes available, is the time to vaccinate.
And what kind of, apart from doing interviews like this, Tom, what kind of public health efforts are out there to try to get people vaccinated?
Well, we have certain public health announcements and advertisements that we have. We have go through the University of Wisconsin to do some public announcements. We try to get on to shows like this, like you mentioned. This is really helping us out an awful lot, Rob, and we appreciate it. But we're always looking for new methods to try to get the message out, and we want to make sure that the message is simple and it's clear and it's believable. And it's a much harder situation than I ever anticipated it would be. But we're always trying to find some more different avenues, trying to get more fact sheets out to people, make sure they know how to find these things on our internet site. It is a long process, but we're working very hard in our immunization programs, working very hard to get that message out as quickly as possible.
And as we wrap up, Tom, is there ever a worry about a shortage of vaccines?
There has not been a worry about shortage of vaccines. The last time there was any concern, I believe, was around 2005, when one of the manufacturing main manufacturers, their whole plant went down. So there was concern at that point, and that actually led people to be vaccinated sooner. I don't want to go into and tell people some misgivings that, oh, we're going to have a shortage of vaccine, get it now, because that would not be true. But again, for the last 10, 12 years, there has not been any worry about a vaccine shortage.
Tom, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Rob, thanks much, and I appreciate the chance to get on your show.
That's Tom Haupt. He is the Influenza Surveillance Coordinator for the Wisconsin Department of Health Science, Health Services Division of Public Health. He joined us to talk about how getting a flu shot can help protect vulnerable people around us.